This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado's Republican representatives Lauren Boebert, Ken Buck, and Doug Lamborn all voted for the new House Speaker Mike Johnson today. All three stressed his ability to unify the Republican Party. Still, the change in leadership was met with concerns from Colorado Democrats, like Representative Joe Neguse.
Clearly, elevating somebody who was so deeply involved in attempting to overturn the 2020 election, to me, is problematic at the least.
Neguse says Democrats will work in good faith with anyone solving American problems. The number of domestic violence fatalities spiked again in 2022. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
94 people died from domestic violence last year in Colorado, according to data from the Domestic Violence Fatality Review Board. Particularly high is the number of collateral victims, including children and law enforcement officers. In fact, the two law enforcement officers who were killed on duty last year were responding to domestic violence incidents. Another major statistic, 97% of the victims are women. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs man pleaded guilty this week to assaulting law enforcement officers during the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Court documents show Jonathan David Grace used stolen police shields to push against and hit officers. Grace will be sentenced for the felony charge in January. You're listening to CPR News. It's 4:06.